what's been happening at Bailey House for news and interviews. Don't go anywhere else. We're not a rabble, we don't gabble. We're an number one for fun with a Bailey Babble. Bailey Babble, Bailey Babble. Hit it, Angus. Bailey Babble. Woohoo! Bailey Babble.
That was the worst guitar I've ever heard.
Oh. Really appreciate that, Angus. You're saying I'm a bit rusty.
You're terrible.
Well, there you go, folks. You are listening to the Bailey Babble. And I've just been hit right between the eyes. Oh, I'm Matt, your host with the most hair missing. And joining me is co-host Angus, you've already heard from. Was it that? Was that bad?
That was all right.
Hey, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, good.
Special guest in the studio.
I know.
Excited. Con Man's here too. G'day, co-host Con.
How you doing, Matt?
Very well, thank you, mate. Over here is co-host Luke is here too. Co-host Luke. G'day, Lukey. How are you going today, mate?
Hey, Matt.
Can I get you to go the other way? Hey, Matt. As we just have a crew trying to sneak through. This is what happens when you run. Gee, it's a well-oiled machine, isn't it, Luke? Luke, how are you, mate?
Good.
Are you feeling a bit... There's a special guest in the studio, but you seem pretty relaxed.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, you don't get nervous. Hey, and last but not least is Mr. Sam Baker. G'day, Sammy.
Hello. I'm very good today.
Well, I didn't even ask you how you... But, well, that's good. You are feeling good. It's a Monday. Now, you don't get Monday-itis. Luke talks about Monday-itis. Do you get that?
I don't like Mondays.
Boomtown.
What?
What year was that song, Sammy?
Manic Mondays. Well,
what year?
I can tell you what year in a minute. 1980-something.
You're amazing, Sam. 1986. Fact. You can take that as fact, folks, because Sam knows his music and knows well. Hey, are you okay? Because did you hear that, Sam?
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you mean, Luke? Did you hear the news?
Oh, yes.
Well, since we last did a recording, we've lost the... You don't care about the Queen.
I do.
You don't care.
She's gone.
She's gone, yeah.
Did she? She never visited Bailey House, did she, Luke?
Yes.
The Queen? Oh, are you sure?
Faye Barrow did.
Are you saying Faye Barrow's nearly 96? No. Luke McCormack, no. I hope Faye doesn't hear this. But Faye's a big fan of the Royals, isn't she? So we send our best wishes to Faye. We hope Faye's coping okay.
Hope she is.
Angus, we can't dilly-dally because we've got a special guest in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the microphone new staff member to Bailey House, Dylan Green. G'day, Dylan.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me, guys. Very excited to be here. We'll get the show on the road, I think.
We've had a few false starts, haven't we? But we've got that. Hey, Luke, sorry, not Luke, Sammy, you're going to get things started for us. Thank you, mate. But before we do, while Sam's reviewing his question, how long have you been at... Bailey, Dylan?
Bailey, so Bailey House only about 2.5 months now. So planning on being here for a lot longer, that's for sure.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds good. Sammy, fire away, please. Sorry, comment. It's going to be hard for the listeners if we're talking over the top of Sam's question. When you're ready, Sammy.
What days do you work at Bailey House?
Because, Sam, what days do you come to Bailey, mate?
What?
What days do you come to Bailey?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm in love with you.
You're in a mischievous mood, Mr. Baker. That's another music reference, isn't it? I remember that song. Is that The Cure? Or Violent Femmes?
Yes.
I got it. You. I beg your pardon.
I love you.
It's not Valentine's Day, man. I'm a married man. You're distracted. Dylan. What days, as Sammy asked, what days do you work at Bailey House?
So I am here on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. So I've decided to do that because I am currently studying and I don't have all the time to work. I've got to do study and work. So I've decided that Monday, Tuesday, Friday is best for my schedule. For the most part of probably this year, I think.
Well, this is interesting, Colin. Monday, Tuesday, Friday. That means Dylan's studying Wednesday, Thursday. Is that right? Can you tell us a bit more about your studies?
Yes. So I study psychology. So I've got one more year left. And essentially, psychology is the study of the mind. So I study the mind and its anatomy, what makes up the mind and our thoughts. And I will eventually put that into practice when I get into social work, where I can help people with their mind and how they think and ways that we can help each other. So yes, it's a very interesting subject, psychology.
Now, comment. This is a long course, I think, Con. Is that right, Dylan?
It is. Well, I'm only doing 3 years, so I'm doing my Bachelor of Psychological Sciences. And then I'm going to move on to my Masters of Social Work. So that's going to be 2 years. So five years all up of study. So very exciting, yes.
Excellent. 5 years all up of study. And where does the study take place at?
Swinburne University. Yeah. Yep.
Swinburne?
Right. Sorry, Swinburne Hawthorne.
Yeah, Hawthorne, yeah. Yeah, correct, in Hawthorne.
That's my foot, man. I beg your pardon?
You're stepping on my foot.
Sorry, well, we're a bit cramped for space. Anyway, we haven't got the if anyone knows of a luxurious studio we can use, we're sort of just...
Wallach's office.
Well, you know, it's not my fault. Your feet are so darn big.
It's 14 shoe size.
Yeah, there you go. You're 14. Blaming me.
Look,
hey, we're going to move along to me. So what are you doing when you're at Bailey House those 3 days, Dylan?
Yes. Okay, so I am currently working in Trans B. And Trans B is just down the hall from here with Mark. He's the worker and obviously the lovely guys in there. There's about six of the boys. And the lads are great. So we go to basketball on Tuesdays. Today we did cooking, and on Fridays we have a more relaxed sort of day where we go walking, and we do some fitness, and we finish off with some meditation. So Friday's a really nice day too. Yep.
Yeah, so there's a bit of variety there, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yep. Variety, very good.
Yeah. So always in that room.
Yeah, always in that room so far. I was in Trans A for a little bit there. Or maybe I'm mixing up the trans. But yes, I was with Serena and Laps helping out with that crew in there. Lovely crew, had so much fun. But at the moment, we're hanging with the lads in the other room. So yeah, been a lot of fun so far.
You know, so he's got to work with Mark for 3 days, Angus. You know, Mark.
Oh, I know, Mark.
I reckon he should ask for more pay. If you've got to work with
I reckon he should ask for more pay,
that's
yeah.
That's a tough gig working
it
with Mark.
It sure is.
Come on, can you get... welcome to the microphone, mate. We're going to get you to begin with that one for Dylan. Thanks, mate.
Dylan, are you listening? I've got a question for you, a couple questions.
Question number one.
Question number one, do you like music?
No, this is the one about the, you got different vehicles. What do you got here? You got a train. These are different ways of transporting, aren't they? There's a taxi.
There's a taxi.
There's a bloke on his,
bike.
Yeah, got another guy here sitting in his, it's a car, I think, isn't it? So remember at our meeting we talked about, we were curious to know, how does Dylan get to...
how do you go to Bailey House?
Ah, great question. Okay. Well, luckily for me, I do have my driver's license, and I'm about 8 months away from being a full license driver. But right now, I've just bought a Subaru Forester. So I drive my Subaru Forester to Bailey House. And I bought it, about 2 months ago. And it's a beautiful car. I'm very happy with the purchase so far. Yep. And, so that's my mode of transport, at this stage. Yeah.
No dents in the Subaru Forester just yet?
No, a couple of scratches. It's 2005, so it's been through a couple years. But so far, no big dents as such. It's still looking all right. It's still okay. But, you know, after it's done with me, I'm sure there'll be a couple of dents.
How long have you been driving now, Dylan?
Okay, so I started driving when I was 19. Well, I started my L's. Driving with my L's when I was about 17. Got my license at 19. I failed my test once, which was a horrible day because I had to catch the bus to school. And when I had to catch the bus to school, I just looked at my car, and while I'm going down on my bus, I'm just looking at my parked car that I couldn't drive because I failed that all god awful test. So
Sorry, Con, I was going to say, and everyone at school probably knew you were going for your license that day.
Indeed. So when I got there, they were all ready to, you know, yeah, basically tear shreds off me because it was either going to be a good day or a poor day, and that was a poor day for me.
But you got there eventually.
I did. I went about 4 months later. I think it's a 3 month wait. You can't do it after 3 months after your last attempt. So I went 4 months after, and luckily just got it. I think I was pretty nervous that time too, so it was very, very lucky for me to pass that one. I was shaking quite a bit for sure. Yeah.
What a fun bummer. But we got there eventually. And you haven't had any crashes yet or anything, Angus? No?
Only one.
You have?
Uh-oh. Yes, uh-oh. Yes.
Dear Luke, I don't like the sound of this early.
No. So someone was coming into my lane, and they put their indicator on very quickly. Too quickly for me. I couldn't react, and I went right into them. Unfortunately, we both didn't have insurance, so it was one of those things that you just both had to walk away from. And I lost that car from right off. Beautiful Subaru Forester, just like the one I've got now. So yeah, that was a poor day. I'm glad to come out. You know, only with a little twisted neck. Besides that, it was all right. I was not too hurt.
Tell me you got some insurance now.
I've got insurance now, but now that I've had that crash, it wasn't the crash. It's because I lost my license. Yep, not good at all.
Oh my God,
it gets worse. It gets worse. So that means that my insurance costs a lot of money. When you've got a car that's modified. And you've lost your license, yeah, they tear shreds off you. So, you know, it costs more money than I would like to pay, that's for sure.
Should we ask him why he lost his license, Luke?
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Yep. Okay, well, I lost too many demerit points. I was 19. I wasn't a very good driver. And I lost it because I just kept driving a little bit too quick. And it was a big lesson because every time the cop would pull me up and say, "What are you doing?" And I told him that I've already gone through this with another cop, you know, months prior. So it took a few times. It wasn't just a one-time learning curve. It was it had to be drilled into me by a few coppers, unfortunately. So
the penny's dropped.
The penny has dropped. I have my license with my demerit points, and it's going well so far. But look, I won't count my chickens with the mistakes I can make. Anything can happen in my life. So yeah,
come on, Dylan, back yourself in. Angus, we gotta get wriggling. What else have we got, mate?
What sort of jobs have you done?
What sort of jobs?
Yeah.
So I've been a pizza man. So I've made pizzas. I've made pastas. I have the beautiful down in Barbalouse in San Riem. I also moved up to the snow for 4 months. I moved up to the snow for 4 months in Thredbo, New South Wales, where I was a cleaner and also a pizza man again. What else have I done? I've been a care coordinator. So that means that I delegate shifts to people who want them in the disability sector. That was for 6 months. Not exactly my cup of tea, sitting down and sitting down on my bum all day. I need to get up and move, unfortunately. So... but what else have I done?
I've all crammed a bit in already. Yes. How can I ask, how old are you, Dylan?
I'm 25, so quarter century, and feeling like I'm still young, feeling like I'm 20 because I'm immature at times. I'm not going to lie, but I
Join the club, I wonder
why. But also, I feel good. I feel young. So I'm very happy and grateful to be feeling as healthy as I am. And yeah, I like, you know, going to the gym and trying to keep up with my fitness. So it's good.
And life's about experiences, right, Luke? And yes. Dylan's already crammed quite a bit in by the sound of things. Lukey, you're up, by the way. Sorry, come here. It's Luke's question, mate.
It's into the kin, mate.
All I know is we've got to... Actually, Dylan and I are on transport, so we've got to really hustle.
Will...
I think it's a where, actually.
Where did you grow... where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? Well, that's a good question. I grew up in the Bayside town of Sandringham. So my parents bought, just off the beach. I'm just off Beach Road, about 30 years ago they bought, or 35 maybe these days. So I was very lucky to grow up in the beautiful town of Sandringham, next to the beach with my two brothers and my mum and dad. And yeah, it's been my home for a while now. But now actually I grow,
I don't want to skip ahead. That's all. So who's at home?
Yeah, so I would just...
Who's in the family, sorry?
Oh, yeah, in the family. So it's my brother, Tom. He's 31. 31 maybe. Jacob is... Oh, wait, no, that's not right. Jacob would be 29, and Tom would be 33. So two older brothers. I'm the youngest at 25, and then my mum and dad, Chris and Darren. Yep.
What do mum and dad, what have they done with themselves work-wise?
So my dad was a carpenter. Oh, no, sorry, a plumber, my bad. He was a plumber, definitely. But he got multiple sclerosis at the age of about 27, somewhere around there. So he's been in a wheelchair for most of my life. And my mum was a cleaner. And they traveled Australia too, so they did all the odd jobs around Australia and all that. But yeah, so basically as a family, we all support Dad, and well, I mean, he supports us with our trials and tribulations. And yeah, we're quite a strong family unit, I'd say. Yep.
And what about your brothers? What are they up to?
So brothers, one is a plumber, like my pa, and the other one is, he works for Alimak, so that's a... It's a company that they build the external elevators on buildings for different companies to build off in the city. So
like big construction sites.
Yeah, big construction sites at the top of the buildings. He builds these Alimaks, and he's been at the top of Melbourne working on the highest tower before. So he's been in some pretty questionable circumstances. When I say questionable, it's a hectic job. So you've got to be willing to work 200 meters in the air, which is quite a task if you ask me. But very proud of my brothers indeed. Yeah,
he can have that job to himself.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Come here, I'm going to move over to Sammy. With your second question.
What do you live?
Yeah, so you grew up in Sandringham, but where do you live now?
I live in St Kilda at the moment, so on Alma Road. Living with my one of my best friends, Riley. We've been there for a year, and look, it's just a little bit too expensive, the market at the moment, on the leasings, with all the bloody bills and everything. So I've decided that I'm going to move back home in 2 weeks. So I'm going to be...
Hang on a second. He's moving back home, Angus.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Con, hang on. Hey, hang on. Did you hear that? He's moving back home. You've checked with your mother and father, I hope.
I hope you did. Dylan?
I have checked with my mum and dad, and they are happy for me to come home to help out. But I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit...
Sorry, come in. A little bit hard to hear. Dylan, thanks, mate.
I'm a little bit... I'm a little bit of a leech with my parents, so I think when I come back, I'll do a better job at trying to, try to make them dinner and provide a little bit more, because sometimes you rely a little bit too much on your parents. So it'll come with the respect and responsibility to do some things around the house, I think. Mum would be happy with that, but who knows whether it's going to happen or not.
You're on the record now, Dylan.
On the record, Mum. I'm not. No promises, Mum.
Hey, now I've got a question for you. Sorry, comment. We need you. I know you're bilingual, but we need you to speak English, mate, because there might be some listeners that understand Greek, but we certainly don't, and it's going to be confusing for Dylan. Dylan, when was the last time you made a mistake?
Oh, my God. Well, guys, I'm not going to lie. In my life, I make mistakes every day because that's just what I do. I'm a mistake man. But I'd say a big mistake I've made lately... You know what? I'm going to go with... I have too many naps in the day. And when I have a nap, it ruins my sleep. It ruins my sleep. And then it's 3 a.m. in the morning and I'm watching Netflix because I can't sleep. So I would say a mistake I made would have been probably about last week, having a nap in the day, a glorious afternoon nap, and then not sleeping that night. That's a solid mistake that I make on the regular.
On a good night, when would you like to be in bed ideally?
On a good night, in bed, I like to be in bed by 10 p.m. and asleep by about 11:30. Yeah, that would be ideal, and that gives me a nice 8 hours till 7:30 wake up, and then I'll be at Bailey House at 8:15, ready for the day with plenty of energy and fun and charisma to go around, hopefully.
Bright as a button. They do talk about sleep hygiene, don't they, and how important it is. Now, Con, your second question, my friend.
Did you...
What do you got there? You got a bloke snuggling a little...
Did you have any pets?
Hang on, that's not a pet. That's a little baby... That's a little kid.
That's a little kid.
And his dad, I think.
And his dad.
So what was the question regarding that? Dylan.
Are you a dad?
Oh my gosh. Am I a father?
Well, this could be there could be news here for mum and dad, I tell you.
Well, not that I know of. I'm pretty sure that I have remained son or daughterless, which is good for me because I am not prepared for having a child at this point in my life. My brother does. He has a little daughter called Evie. She's just turned. She's just over one now, and she just started walking. But unfortunately for me, I just don't think I've got the capacity at this stage to take care of a kid.
Well, he probably wants to wait till he gets a steady partner too. I would have thought. So you're an uncle.
Yes, I'm an uncle. So that's a better answer. I'm a very proud uncle of little Evie of 15 months. So yes, very happy.
Luke, you're an uncle, right?
Yes.
I've been an uncle. Sam, you're an uncle?
Yes.
I'm an uncle. You're an uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you are too. Who's got the kids? Your brother...
Stick.
Rick the Stick.
Rick the Stick.
Dylan, a responsible uncle would change... I'm going to say it, Luke. I don't care. A responsible uncle would change pooey nappies. Have you been changing the pooey nappies?
No, not yet. I'm leaving that up to the old... the brother and his missus, because... I tell you what, they'd have to pay me a lot of money to be changing Evie's nappies. I think maybe give it a couple of years, but at this stage, I'll keep that job to them. Absolutely.
Fair enough. Arm's length. Angus, you're up. Now, hang on a second, Angus. Have I lost my way here?
You lost your brain. That's what you lost.
No, you're up, my friend. You're up.
When's your birthday?
27th of the February 1997 is my date of birth. So I'm about, I'm still, what is that, probably about 5 months away from my birthday. But I tell you what, birthdays, they get more and more. They're not as fun as they used to be. I think when I was younger, my birthdays were a lot more funner. And then you lose that spark that you used to love about.
What was the best birthday present you ever got?
Oh,
God, here we go.
Here we go.
You guys got transport.
So I would say, we got a Wii console 1 year. That was Christmas, maybe. Birthday, Or maybe getting a bike. Yeah, I'd say probably a bike back in the day was just superb. Yeah,
really. First brand new bike.
Yeah, I'd say my bike I got years and years ago, my Mongoose. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
Mongoose. Was that a BMX?
Mm. Was a BMX. I wasn't trying any tricks on it though. I was just trying to bloody stand up on the thing. But I, yeah. But I remember learning. I remember learning on that Mongoose. My mum and my brother both holding the handlebars and helping me. You know, stay sturdy on it. There was a few tears that day, I think. But eventually, you get there and you just love it. Riding a bike when you're at a young age is always a good pastime.
Yeah. Even riding a bike now, I rode my bike this morning. Look, hey, we've got to get moving on to the next question because Angus raised a good point. Dylan and I have got to be on transport this afternoon.
You guys got transport.
Well, excuse me.
Well, come on, Luke, it's right there in front of you, old boy. You had a brain fart.
Yeah, it's Monday. I can't sing.
Monday-itis. What is the question, mate?
What football team do you go for?
Oh, what football team? I wish you didn't ask me that. I'll tell you why, because I break for the Melbourne Demons, and we just got knocked out by the bloody Brisbane Lions Saturday night. Oh, no, Friday night. So, yeah, look, not happy about that at all, but this is just football, isn't it? There can only be one winner at the end of the day. So you got to suck it up and wait till the next year, wait till the next September, and that's even if we're in the finals by then. So it's, you know, it's a dog eat dog world, old footy, and yeah, that's exactly how it goes.
You follow it pretty closely.
Yes, absolutely. I went to about 13 games, luckily enough. Not all of them Melbourne. And yeah, got to see some wins, but I also watched some bad losses. I actually was at the game. No, not Friday night, but I watched Sydney beat us twice at the MCG, which was just the worst. And also I watched Collingwood beat us. So it was a rough year, actually. Considering we had a 10-0 start, it didn't turn out so nice, to be fair. So, yeah, it was...
But you're studying psychology, so you could be your own counsel, couldn't you, and just walk yourself through it?
Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that with the mind. The mind, it's got a way of playing tricks on you. Yeah, and what's that?
Killers like that too.
Killers like that too. Well, the thing is, you're probably right there, and this is the importance of talking to people, is that unfortunately we need human interaction and connection to fully delve into our issues and the things that are going well in our heads. So I always say to people that the best thing to do is talk to the people you love if you want to work out the things going on in your head. And that will be always the best answer if you're feeling in any way ill, or if you're feeling a little bit down. It's always good just to connect with other people and tell them how you feel.
All right. Well, hopefully you don't dwell on it too much, Dylan. I mean, they won last year, didn't they, Sammy? They won last year. I mean, come on. Sammy, next. Sorry, comment. We can't be too rowdy, mate, because we've got to get Sam's question.
What is your hobbies?
Wow. Hobbies.
Well, that's a good one. Well, look, I've got a couple. I love to play golf. I love going out with my mates, you know, having a drink or... No drinking and driving, only responsible drinking, having a drink and enjoying each other's company. Another hobby I'd say would be, I do archery. Archery is with a bow and arrow.
Is that something you do for fun, or do you compete?
Exactly, definitely. Well, no competing yet, but I do it for fun. So I go to a place in Cheltenham, just next to DFO. Yeah, it's a good spot. So we, me and my brother do that. And what else do I do? Golf. Play basketball, and I go to the gym. Go to the gym is my most consistent hobby. So
exercise sounds like it's pretty important to you.
Definitely, or else I'd be a bit bigger and a bit unhealthy if I wasn't to do. I've got a body shape where I can put on weight very quickly, so I need to stay physical, and I've got to try keep my calories down in order to keep a you know, healthy sort of look.
And a healthy mind is a result of a healthy body. Is that true? They're intertwined.
I would say so. They both intertwine, vice versa. Healthy mind, healthy body. Healthy body, healthy mind. There are ways of being, you know, cheating that system. But I think generally, if you've got a healthy mind, you'll be in a place to help your body and vice versa for sure.
And just quickly, your golf handicap.
Golf handicap, don't have one. I played, last time I played, I didn't play too bad. The time before that, I got 5 pars in a row, so I was happy that day. But I play at Brighton. It's a very short course, so it's a lot easier than most of the courses you'll find in Victoria. So a lot of you know, using your higher up wedges, you know, nines and eights, and your drive will almost make it to the green. So it is a very forgiving course.
5 pars in a row, Angus. That's not to be. I agree with you, mate. Not to be sneezed at. Come in. Now, hang on. Have we lost a question?
Yes.
Is there one on the floor there, Sammy? I need that one under your chair, please, Sam. Can you reach down? Do you know, what is it, Con?
What kind of music do you like?
There you go, Sammy. We don't even need the question. Con's got it in the vault.
I would say rap's my favourite. I love me rap, so 50 Cent. I love a bit of Biggie. Love, Nas, Eminem, Jack Harlow. But I also like my rock, so the Beatles, Rolling Stones. What else?
Dylan's got it, mate. He's covering it. Who's the most successful Australian rapper?
Most successful Australian rapper? There'd be a couple. I would say probably Hilltop Hoods. So that would be Pressure or Suffer MC. Bliss and Esso do well when it comes to worldwide charting. I'd say those two are probably at the top.
Yeah. Right. So that's pretty eclectic, though. Pretty diverse.
Yeah. Yeah, Australian rap is—it's definitely not at the world's best. It's good rap, and it's well known, but it's definitely not the world's best.
So, no, your interest I was referring to.
My interest, yes. Well, I guess so. I think they're pretty stable. I don't really go out of those boundaries too much, of, you know, my different hobbies and everything. But yeah, yep.
You jump in the car. Is there a station you're bothering with?
A station I'm bothering with? Oh, I reckon I'll go Gold or Smooth. There's also 105.9, which is a classical music station, which I love doing when I'm feeling a little bit anxious or feeling a little bit tired. I love putting on my classical music station and just riding with the wind.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow, that's all right, yeah.
A bit of variety. All right, so some people like music, Angus. Other people like... holidays.
Holidays, yeah.
Most people like both, really. Well, what was your question for it?
Where would you like to go on your holiday?
Oh, where would I like to go?
Or where do you go? Have you got a regular place your family visits?
When I was younger, I used to go to Noosa every year. And that was obviously in Queensland. That was lovely with my brother and my mum. But we stopped doing that. And so now I like to go overseas for my holidays. If it's going to be local, I like to go Lawn. Lawn's a beautiful area. Right. Yep. Yeah. Nice surf and just quiet town.
That's where Liddy goes.
Yeah, they're very good. And also I like to go to Sorrento. Sorrento's nice. Rye. But if I'm going overseas, it's usually always different. Next July, I plan on going to Europe. I've got a Greek wedding coming up. So a Greek wedding. Yes. Greek wedding. So that's going to kick us off, and I might head over to a few other countries too. Spain, Italy, France, UK. You've been there? Wow. What do you think?
It was good. I had a pizza to myself.
Oh, you and food. It's always food with you, isn't it? Yeah, food or St Kilda?
Food or St Kilda.
Hey, I'd love
you
to. Got I know, we've got transport. Yeah, we've got to keep moving.
Going.
Well, we've still got some questions to churn through. Engine, we're going to move on to I think we're going back with Mr. Baker. Sammy, this was one you were really interested in.
What colour is in your car?
My car is, the exterior is black Forester, and the interior is cream. It's like a beige cream. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I bought a black car, and my brother said, it's a nice car, but I didn't tell you. Black cars, he said, I've had a black car before. They seem to get dirtier. More easily. It's more, the dirt is more sort of visible, right?
Yes, indeed. I've only just been thinking about that lately, and it is very annoying because my car is a very nice looking car, but it's always dirty. I can clean it, and in 2 days it'll be full of dirt. So, the exterior will be full of dirt. So he's right. It's it is a common occurrence for black cars to a white one. Yeah, you're probably right. I think.
You know what I said to my brother Brian?
No.
You could have bloody told me earlier, Brian. Thanks for nothing.
Who?
Nothing.
Who? Brian. Yeah. Tell my brother that every time.
We're going to sneak across to Con Man, by the way, with this one.
What kind of kid you want?
Oh, well, that's not it. That's a, what's that thing? That's a dog and a,
What kind of dog do you want?
Oh, does he even have a...
Did you have a dog, Russell?
Oh, Jack Russell.
Jack Russell. You know, my grandparents had a Jack Russell, and his name was Jack, obviously, but he died a while ago. I've only had two cats. I've had guinea pigs before, but currently I've got two cats, one named Bob and the other called Marley. And they
those names again?
Bob and Marley for Bob Marley, and they're little rascals. These cats, they're always in and out of the house, catching mice, and you know, making a big mockery of the joint. So we're always micromanaging those two little felines.
Bob and Marley, Angus.
Bob and Marley.
That sounds like that singer.
Yeah, Bob Marley,
the old reggae bloke.
Oh, Bob Marley.
That's funny. We're going to actually, Angus, keep on moving. I'd love to pull things apart a bit more, but we've got to get to you.
Are you afraid of flying?
What are my fears?
What are your fears?
Yeah. What are my fears? My fear, oh my goodness, what's my fears? I have a bit of a fear of heights, I'd say.
Spiders?
No, I actually carried a spider in my hand on the weekend, a big huntsman. Yep, there was a spider on. I was in Swan Hill for the weekend, and I was sleeping in the caravan with a friend, and she's quite scared of spiders, and I grabbed it from the external of the caravan. I brought it into my hand, and she was very scared, so we actually ended up having to sleep inside because she had a bit of a wussy fit. So it wasn't actually too good of a time. So I won't do that again.
Don't do that again.
No.
All right. You've. But now, hang on. See, I'm sorry, Angus. I've jumped ahead here, I think. I've missed a couple. Luke.
Yes, come again.
I don't recommend holding a spider, by the way. Luke, Stretch, Mr. Bean. These are your. What are these? These are your.
My nicknames.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've got a nickname. Yes, I got a brother. My brother David calls me Shiny.
My brother.
Because of my bald head. Your brother calls you.
Roundabout.
Yeah, I've got a shiny bald head. What about bugger lugs here? Has he got a.
Have you got a nickname?
I've got a few nicknames. So my most original nickname is D. Short for Dylan. And also, my friends call me two things. Pardon me. They call me Duck. I don't really know why I've been called Duck. I've just gotten Duck and Cash or Cash Money, which is
is that your rap nickname or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, not my rap. That's just what they started calling me for a bit there. Cash, Duck, or D. Any of those three, really. I don't really know why I get called any of them, but it's just...
It's funny. D for Dylan, but the other two are a bit of a mystery.
Yeah. Well, Duck, maybe. There was a photo of me once where I looked like a duck. I can't remember. Chucky Donald. And Cash Money. I still don't know how I've been called that either, but most of it's a mystery.
That is funny. Hey, Dylan, I want you to finish this sentence for me. You might think this is strange, but sometimes I like to...
Sometimes I like to have a dip in the middle of winter at the beach, right in the morning.
Would you do that, Sam? Swim in the bay, you're talking, Dylan?
Yeah, so I swim, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning at the bay. Freezing cold.
In the winter?
In the winter.
Sam, would you do that?
No.
Yeah, well, I think you're wise there, because it can freeze every part of your soul that part of the morning. But
what are the positives?
I'm very awake. I'm very alive. I feel ready for the day. I'm motivated. I get to have my really hot shower after it, get all that salt water off, and I feel connected to the earth. I feel connected to the water, and sometimes you got to remind yourself where you are, and going over to Sandy Beach and having that dip, it really puts things into perspective for the day, and makes me more grateful for what I've got. For sure.
Yeah, great. Well, and a g'day to Wendy, who's possibly listening. Staff member Wendy, I don't know if you know this, Dylan. Wendy goes swimming every morning all year round. Yep.
There you go, Wendy.
Down at the Cerberus there. What's that, Black Rock?
Yep, Black Rock Cerberus, Half Moon Bay. It's a lovely spot to grab a dip. I'm not far from there, but I haven't had a dip there in a while. I used to jump off the pier there when we were younger.
Here we go.
Yeah, but they've put a lot of barriers on the pier these days to stop people from doing it. So it's probably better that we don't jump off these days, because they're not too happy about it.
Yeah, well, it's doing something for Wendy, I tell you. She's been at it for years. Yes. Luke, you've got. I beg your pardon?
You guys got to do transport.
No, you're not going to let us forget, are you? Luke, your last question. Thank you. Before we wrap this thing up shortly.
Are you jumping off a pier?
Wait, that's not the question.
That's not the question, you dummy.
I tell you what, Renee might throw me off the roof if we're not on transport on time. What was your final question? About important things at home.
Where...
What, actually? What?
What do you have?
I'm going to ask you the question, actually. What thing at home do you love? What do you own that you love? If you asked me this question, I'd say my guitar. What about you?
At home.
Yeah, have a think about it. Dylan, yourself?
I would say my laptop. I love going on my laptop at the end of a day and just being on YouTube and stuff. But if I was going to answer a bit more sentimentally, I'd say I love my time with my parents at my home.
I'm talking prized possessions
Possessions. I said, we're not talking about, okay, so just prized possessions. I'd say my laptop and my Xbox. Yeah. That's those two things that I can easily just, you know, zone out of the day and just watch my YouTube or play Call of Duty, and it just, puts me in a good spot.
And apologies to your parents, because you were going to get all, emotional there, weren't you?
Not so much emotional, I really cherish the time we spend when we're having dinner together and we can have a few beers, they have a few scotches, and, you know, we just yarn the house down and have a joke, and it's really nice. Yeah.
Or is he sucking up to him because he's about to move back in, Luke?
I'm not sucking.
No, you're not. Hey, I beg your pardon.
Get to work.
All right. Hey, we're going to... Dylan, thanks a heap for your time. Are you settling in well to Bailey?
I sure am. Really enjoying Bailey, so very happy to be here. Very appreciated. Love everyone here. So, very, very happy to be a part of the Bailey House community.
Here's what they call a question without notice. What do you reckon is one of your strongest attributes that will see you... And I can tell you already are a positive force around the place, but what do you think is a strength that makes you a good fit for Bailey House?
I think my attitude, my mood, I'm generally in a good mood. I say generally because I can't always be in a good mood, but I come to Bailey House with positivity because I love what I do, and I appreciate everyone around me, so I would say my positivity, my enthusiasm.
And with that in mind, I want you to put your thinking cap on And finish one more sentence for me.
Yes.
I feel happy when I think about the time that I...
I feel happy when I think about... the time... that I'll be hanging around my friends, I think. Having a chat with my friends or family. Just the simple stuff. Just being with them, you know. Nothing too extravagant. Just maybe at a bar with my friends or at home with my family. And just having, you know, good conversation with them, and just being part of their lives is the best thing that I can ask for. So, friends and family, just being with them is it. Yeah.
Well, we hope the listeners have found today a good conversation. Dylan, welcome to Bailey House. Thank you so much for your time. And co-host Luke, I'll see you again. Adios, fella. You're not going to say goodbye to the listeners?
Yes.
Angus.
Goodbye.
You got to get on transport.
Not me.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Sammy, see you next time. Thanks for your input.
Well, welcome.
And thanks to co-host Con Man.
Thank you, Maddie.
Want to say farewell to the listeners, mate?
Farewell to the listeners.
And thanks for dabbling in all our babbling. You've been listening to the Bailey Babble.